News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Wednesday. It is a Health and Wellness Wednesday. Each Wednesday, we take at least one segment to talk about health and wellness. Of course, a lot of it has been focused on COVID going on over the last year plus, but we have talked about a number of different other topics, and particularly mental health and mental health resources. And as we continue those health and wellness conversations here on the program, we are going to talk to Greg Henderson. He is a psychotherapist at Aurora in Fond du Lac, and we're going to talk about mental health services FAQs, learn more about the services that Aurora is offering here, and learn about some different groups that Greg is involved with you've heard about before, including Y-Screen and Prevent Suicide Fond du Lac County as well. So let's welcome Greg in on the phone lines here this morning to tell us more. Greg, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
Spencer, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you and your guests today. I'm doing just fine, so look forward to talking about mental health services in our community and a few different programs that people volunteer in to assist in terms of providing access to mental health here in Fond du Lac County.
Yeah, let's start with just a little bit about your background. You work at Aurora, obviously. Tell us a little bit about yourself and some of the work that you're doing here locally, if you could.
Yeah, thanks, Spencer. I appreciate that. Yeah, I am a psychotherapist at Aurora Healthcare. I've been practicing here in Fond du Lac my entire career, which is about 26 years now, and have enjoyed the opportunity to work with people to assist in their mental health well-being. One of the things that Aurora, as a clinic in a healthcare system, we focus on is people living well. And we understand that beyond their physical medical health, that also includes their mental and emotional health. So we try to provide services for the whole person in a sense, as well as for significant others, families. We look at the environment that people live in as well. So we try to enhance other needs of the community also. So I think that's the perspective of Advocate Aurora Healthcare, how we view treating people. As far as psychotherapy per se, here in Fond du Lac, North Fond du Lac, we have six psychotherapists. We also have psychiatrists that service our patients and consumers here in the Fond du Lac, North Fond du Lac area. And I think through the COVID period of time, as far as healthcare is concerned, for all healthcare providers and every healthcare system across the United States, we realized that we still needed to deliver services to people, even more so during that crisis period of time. We've seen through the research that people's mental emotional health has really taken a heavy toll throughout the pandemic over the last 16 months or so. So we as a healthcare system realized early on that we needed to provide access to healthcare through virtual therapy sessions, telehealth, and we moved that forward probably about 10 years from where it was going to be. And I think that it certainly has provided that access. And people have found that in some respect, they are enjoying and appreciating that even more than the in-person care. So besides keeping traffic down in clinics, it also really meets the consumer, the patient, where they're at, the convenience of their schedule, not having to drive in, not having to feel uncomfortable in this COVID environment, even as things roll out and we're having more success with limiting the spread of COVID. So we're providing, for instance, various group therapies that people access virtually online. We have right now currently six different types of group therapy that people have access to between our Oshkosh providers, Fond du Lac providers, and they access it virtually. So they can be in the comfort of their home and they can participate in these various groups, which are meant to be educational, not the traditional support system type group, although it offers that component. It's an educational group where they can learn from the person presenting, the clinician, but also from other various group members. And then we have the individual psychotherapy as well as psychiatric appointments, which are virtual as well. Those can be through the Zoom type meeting on the video screen or on the telephone if people don't have access to the internet, which is a nice option as well, coming right to them to meet them where they're at. And also we have developed what we call a Live Well app for people's phones, which gives them direct access to communicating via the app on their phone or their computer with their various providers, both medical as well as mental emotional health. So we've really tried to focus on access and participation and meeting people where they're at versus them having to come to us literally, practically in the clinic, so to speak. So COVID really provided a lot of opportunities for us to evolve as a healthcare system, I think nationwide. That's been one of the positive things that has come through this.
Yeah, access is so important, and had some conversations recently about education with some of our local folks in education. You talk about access there; that's something that's also had to pivot so greatly in the last year plus with virtual learning and all those different things. And when you talk about it from a healthcare perspective, it's not just obviously during a pandemic where you want to keep people themselves safe, but also keep the people that work at the clinic safe too. You talked about it briefly there, Greg. It's a comfort thing. You know, if you can keep someone in their living room and they can get the services they need from the comfort of their own home, that has to be a win for both the people in the clinic. They still get to see the people they need to see, but also the people who might be kind of hesitant to go out, whether it be because of COVID or maybe they're just nervous about an appointment that they've made. They maybe might feel a little bit more comfortable, is that fair to say, that in the comfort of their own home versus having to be in person, right?
Yes, Spencer, I would agree with you completely. You know, I think the key is choice. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we provide people with choices and options. Some people prefer the in-person traditional method where you're sitting face-to-face because obviously there's a human component that some people value and appreciate. Other people prefer having a little more anonymity, so to speak, a little more distance where they can open up and share their thoughts and feelings. And that could be with a medical physical provider or a mental emotional health clinician like what we provide. So the key is choice. We are in the clinics 2 days a week providing the in-person visits with people traditionally, and then we're doing virtual visits 3 days a week. So people have options and choices, and I believe what I've understood is moving forward, that's likely going to be a permanent model as a society we move more towards a virtual world, and a lot of the various consumer services that we access, again, this is providing that choice and option to people. Whatever their preferences. For instance, there are people that have anxiety disorders that get very uncomfortable leaving their residence. Now, one of the therapies is to face that anxiety and walk through it and try to manage it. But we don't believe that therapy itself should provide anxiety for people just based on the fact that they have to drive into a clinic. So that's one example where people can feel comfortable being at home. Or it might be an elderly person who no longer has a vehicle that they drive, and transportation, even in a city our size, is challenging and difficult to coordinate. We can provide that service right in the comfort of their home. And based on weather at times in winter, for instance, when weather may not permit for people to get out on a particular day, we can shift even an in-person day to a virtual visit very simply. So again, it's about choice and access. And the key is access and giving people choices.
We're talking with Greg Henderson, a psychotherapist at Aurora in Fond du Lac, part of our Health and Wellness Wednesday segments here on KFIZ. Greg, when we talk about these appointments, these sessions, and obviously, you know, as we just talked about, choice is key in that. But when it comes to getting to that first session, getting to that first option, I guess, of having in-person or virtual, where can someone listening to this conversation start the process of maybe getting to one of these appointments or sessions that we talked about? Is there something specific with Aurora, how they handle seeking out treatment and mental health care, or is that pretty standard all across the board when it comes to help seeking out that type of care?
Well, Spencer, it's a great question because that's always the first step is how to access care. Once a person's decided that they would like to seek out care for a mental health emotional condition, so there's a variety of ways to find information, but the first step within our healthcare system, like many healthcare systems, is that you would have a primary care provider within that system. So that's the starting point with Advocate Aurora Healthcare, is having a primary care provider within the Aurora healthcare system. They have that already established, or they can establish that. We have many of our physicians accepting new patients. They set up that meeting with their physician, and then based on that, an initial assessment meeting they have with their physician, a referral would be made to someone in behavioral health, which would be in the area of mental health services, or in talking to their physician, they may decide that because they can't see the physician maybe for an extended period of time, we can get them in sooner based on that consult with the physician. But things do start initially with primary care, which is, again, in a healthcare system. A private agency clinic would operate differently because they're not in a system and they don't have a variety of other areas, medically speaking, to offer to people. So we are a part of, you know, the larger system, and we support, you know, our primary care physicians in terms of access. Now, once that's established, again, online through our app or website, they can review all of the clinicians that are in Fond du Lac, North Fond du Lac, Oshkosh with Aurora Healthcare, for instance. It has our background, it has our specialty areas, it has things that we have experience in. So people can actually pick their particular provider they would have an interest in. It's not just calling in and being scheduled with anybody. Now, that's an option too, but again, it's a comprehensive site that we have set up that people can do that review and take a look at. The other thing I'll say too is that we really do personalized coordinated care. If somebody needs to be seen in a timely fashion because of an acute issue with their mental health, which is often the case, we don't want them waiting a month or 2 months because they may need care immediately or a consult with one of our clinicians soon to do an assessment. So based on need, we would do that based on what the person is necessitating. And that was also, Spencer, the reason why these groups were developed, because it may take a few weeks or so to get in to see a person individually for counseling. We can get people in a group almost immediately, and those groups meet once a week where they can start to receive assistance, support, guidance, and some help on a very quick basis, timely basis, until they get in to see their individual clinician. So those are a couple of the aspects as far as getting in to see someone. But again, it's a personalized service. When a person calls in, they're talking to our staff personally, individually, who are trained in assisting them, guiding them within our healthcare system. So it's not something they have to navigate on their own by any means. It's just calling the clinic, which is 907-7000, easy number to remember, look it up online, and they will get personalized assistance to make sure that their needs are met again in a timely fashion.
Greg, I want to close here this morning. I know you're a member of Y-Screen and also Prevent Suicide Fond du Lac County. Can you talk about those groups? Just remind our listeners what they are, what purpose they serve in our community, and how being involved with those groups is important, or why that's important for you and the work you're doing here in the county.
Yeah, absolutely. Y-Screen is a youth screening program, not to be confused with the YMCA like many people do. It started in 2002, so 19 years ago here in Fond du Lac County, because of an increase in suicide of high school students at Fond du Lac High School. A group of counselors, psychologists, physicians got together and consulted with Columbia University in New York City, and Columbia was doing teen screen at that time. So that program has now evolved into a service in every high school in Fond du Lac County, parochial and public, as well as juvenile court social services, where freshmen in high school are offered the opportunity with parents' permission to have a full mental emotional health screening. If it's determined that they have more needs based on the screening for services, they're met with a clinician volunteer, someone from a variety of clinics and health systems here in Fond du Lac, clinicians that volunteer their time to come on site or virtually to meet with the student, do an additional assessment to determine if they do need follow-up care. Y-Screen has a case manager who then follows up with the family to coordinate services to make sure they have access in a timely fashion. So again, the goal in that program, similar to Destination Zero Suicide, is to prevent suicide. Our goal is to eliminate suicide in our community, not to just decrease it, but eliminate it from happening. And also the other part is to educate our community on mental health services, because there's such a stigma that's been placed around mental health that it's a personality trait, a weakness, that people should be able to manage it by themselves. The old adage, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. We're trying to change the into what the reality is, that it is a medical condition, just like heart disease, diabetes, and it's one of the leading causes of death between people ages 14 to age 30, suicide. So again, it's something we're educating our community on. We're trying to train people through suicide prevention, DZS as it's called, to be educated how to screen people objectively for people that might need some assistance. Those are people that are in our community. Those are lay people, not clinicians, but they're getting training that we're offering in order to be better educated on how to notice other people that might be in need of services. We're doing promotions within the community. We're trying to have visibility. We're handing out brochures. We're creating systems that educate on access and who's available. So between those two programs, our goal is with the youth and adults to completely eliminate suicide, educate the community, decrease stigma, and make sure that people have access to services they need for mental emotional health. And there's a lot of volunteers within our community, professionally from various agencies and lay people that have an interest in improving overall mental health and eliminating suicide in our community that volunteer time. And a lot of the businesses in the Fond du Lac community very generously donate large sums of money to both causes so that we can continue to exist and provide those services to people throughout Fond du Lac County. So we're grateful for all the businesses as well that support both of those programs, Y-Screen and Destination Zero Suicide.
Greg, if people want to learn more about the work you're doing at Aurora or they want to get in touch with Aurora, how can they do that?
Good question. They just would access the website, advocateaurora.com. They can look it up. It's easy to navigate, or they can call our clinic as well.
Greg, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Spencer. You too.